State Park. Sadler's State Park.
For DJW, I hear you're at some state park.
Packers?
It could be my hearing, but I'm in a noisy truck. W4DJW.
Sadler's State Park, my on Hartwell, down 85, and you get off a little ways and go on some back roads. Anyway, we ended up here. My one daughter's birthday, and my other daughter took her camping here, so we came for the birthday party. Over.
Sadler's State Park. I'm back and forth between my house and Lowe's hauling mulch. So I'd a whole lot rather be doing what you're doing today.
It's on the HT with, no extra power, or just, I do have a little better antenna than the stock rubber duck. But anyway, seems to be making it well. So you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later, Dave. Thanks for coming back.
All right, Warren. The handheld's doing good from that distance. Enjoy the rest of the day. W4DJW Mobile.
And 4HHC.
AA1RD.
AA1RD, if I got that right. Let me turn my radio down in the background. This is N0TR. The name here is Tom. And that call sign sounds familiar.
Yes, Bob here. And I've been around the area now for the last 6 months. Just moved up here last year. And know Dave and Chad and some of the other... Patrick and some of the other people a bit. I had a question for you. What I've been doing is I've been trying to get a sense of the simplex sensitivity of one of my VHF antennas. And the other day you were with your wife, I believe, at the eye care clinic. I heard you speaking to someone. And I was picking you up about S8 simplex. And I was just wanting to ask you, how much output power do you use in your mobile rig to hit the Caesar's Head repeater? Because that will give me a sense then of what your source power was and what my how that relates to the efficiency of my antenna.
Fine business, Bob. Well, you know what? I don't touch the radio while I'm moving. So I can't really tell you, but normally I leave it set on about 15 watts, and that's plenty from down here as a general rule. There's no use in running it any hotter. And the best way to do is ask for a signal report at different power levels. And I can give you that if you want to transmit on different power levels like 5, 10, 15, and on up. There's no problem there. I'm an old electrician, electronic technician, retired. I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. I sometimes get those numbers mixed up, Bob.
My good, Tom. In that same dyslexic vein, I'm 56, and I'm a retired electrical engineer with a lot of background in optics and analog electronics. So anyway, very good. Well, this gives me a data point. I'll make the assumption that you were probably putting out about 15 watts, and I was picking you up with about an S8 on my Yaesu 857, and so that's just what I was looking for. Hope your garden is doing well, and I know from listening to you on the repeater, your wife is an excellent, excellent cook, so you're a very, very fortunate man for many reasons, and you've inspired me to put out a small garden, so I've got some tomatoes and potatoes and carrots and radishes going in a raised bed garden beside my house.
Well, thank you, Bob.
And she's sitting here beside me, and today, for the first time, she made some homemade chicken noodle soup. Now, she makes marvelous chicken and dumplings and chicken and noodles and stuff like that. And Brad was over day before yesterday helping me. Well, helping me. He did 90% of the work, putting up 160-meter vertical with a folded counterpoise. And, wow, he's something else, I'll tell you. And a great guy and so helpful to everybody. Best thing, like a friend of mine told me on a text yesterday, he said, Tom, he's the best thing that's happened to ham radio in years. I would concur with that.
That's my assessment as well, from a bit of afar, because I haven't spent as much time with him as you have. But that's great. And how is that 160-meter antenna working? How are you? Have you had any chance to characterize it?
It's working really poor, Bob. I think it's got a open circuit to it because I got 150 feet of LMR 400 laying in the floor in the basement. And that isn't hooked up to it. Chad put his analyzer on it, and I went out yesterday and put my analyzer on it, and it just almost matched perfectly. He's got one that's color readout in that, and mine's not, but I spoiled him with mine. And his said 2.4 to 1, and just with a short cable on it, test cable. Mine said 2 to 1, so I think that's pretty good. Sometimes the length of the coax, of course, will be a factor also in that it should be certain wavelengths, quarter wavelengths or whatever. And I'm not an antenna expert. That would be NY4G or N4IQ or somebody like that. Or even Bob up north, ND7J, and he's another fine gentleman and fine amateur operator that's really come a long ways and has a beautiful station if you ever get a chance to go up there. And you're certainly welcome to come up to our place anytime, Bob, by the way, and I'm good in QRZ.
Tom, for that very gracious offer, and someday, God willing, I would be delighted to do that. I'm good in QRZ as well, and so don't hesitate for any reason. If you think I can ever help out with something, don't hesitate to give me a shout-out or an email or whatever. Be glad to help any way I can. All right. Well, very good. Sometimes, too, the shield of the coax will add a little bit of additional counterpoise to an antenna. I know the folded counterpoise is probably quite a good counterpoise system for the antenna. But, yeah, you may see a little bit of additional counterpoise loading with that length of coax, for sure. And I don't know that the coax will change the SWR that much, but it will change the complex impedance. Do you have a tuner that you will use? Do you have a radio with a tuner in it that'll tune for 160?
CR Mobile, right up here in front of Tractor Supply in downtown Greer, you might say, going to Lowe's, pick up some peat moss for Bernice, and what else we getting, Mom? Oh, a couple of fans for our chickens. Wow, it's getting kind of busy here. Yes, I have a TS-590SG Sierra Golf, and I have an MFJ-998 tuner. The Kenwood will tune 10 to 1, it says, and the 998 tuner will do 1,500 watts, and I'm driving that, if I use it, into a solid-state ALS 1300, which is 1,200 watts solid-state amplifier, and I have a super loop antenna, and I have a Carolina Wyndham, and I'm kind of concentrating on traffic and talking here. And the Carolina Wyndham's 265 feet long. So I have a horizontal. But the boys in the know said it was real nice to have this vertical. I have 60 countries on 160, and I'd like to complete that band because I have all the other 8 bands in DXCC. Never paid much attention to it when we lived in Kansas, but these guys got me the DX fever down here. Back to you, Bob. Hey, 1RD and 0GO.
Tom, let me let you concentrate on driving and have a great evening with you and your wife, and I'll talk to you again down the log. But that sounds fantastic. Yeah, that vertical may get you a little bit lower launch angle and get you even further down the map. So, very good, sir. Well, thank you for coming back to me, and you have a good evening, and I believe your wife's name is Bernice. Give her our regards as well, and we'll talk again down the log. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with you, Tom, on your final.
Yes, I kind of drove into an inclusion zone here beside of Lowe's, so I hope you're copying me well. And the pleasure's all mine, sir, and as I said, the invitation's open. Come up and visit us anytime. AA1RD and 0TR is clear and QRT.
W4DJW. 73. W4WWZ, I'll be clear and listening.